Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. After a nice extended weekend break with my family, no schedule to have to worry about, it's good to be back and sharing together. This week our focus is on compassion. And looking specifically at a God of compassion and how we can look more like He wants us to look, more like His image that He created us in by having compassion, living with compassion. The key verse out of the week came out of Jonah chapter 4, verse 2. And it was Jonah's response to God into really why he ran away to begin with, why he did not want to do what God wanted him to do. And he says, "I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity." And today we're going to look specifically at having compassion for the helpless. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, we read about Jesus, and it says, "When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd." Sometimes it's easy for me, at least, and I suspect many people, to become a little bit cynical. And whatever compassion that we once had or we ought to have begins to fade. And yet, when we read about the life of Jesus, when we read about God's compassion for mankind, for you and for me, we find that within that was this compassion for those who were helpless, who were living without guidance, without leadership, who had no shepherds, no one giving good and godly direction. And I think sometimes if we look around, we have a tendency at times to think we've created whatever it is we have. And so those that don't have, those that are helpless, those who need help, have created their situation. And I suspect there's sometimes that that's true, but I also know that there's many times that it's a lack of leadership, a lack of guidance, a lack of instruction to begin with. And they live as those who are harassed because they're not quite sure how to get to where they're going in life. They're helpless. No one has taken the time to mentor them, to guide them, to bring them along. And when Jesus saw the crowds of people, and he realized that for the most part, those who should have been shepherding them, those who should have been giving them counsel and guidance and direction, were not doing so in a way that was able to be accepted, was able to be used. Jesus talked often about the religious leaders who not only ignored what Jesus referred to as the weighty matters of the law of Scripture, but they kept others away from it. from the kingdom of God. They became a stumbling block rather than a shepherd, rather than a teacher, rather than a model. One of the ways that we can have compassion on the helpless is to help. And not simply help with immediate needs, and sometimes that's necessary, but help with the shepherding, with the mentoring, with the providing guidance. You see, God's call for every one of us is to be a person of compassion. And even as we grow in being that person, we probably are going to look inside and realize that there are those times, those moments in our life, those days, those months, those years, where in reality we are helpless. That's really what ought to at least bring us to Christ in the first place. It's a recognition of our need for God's compassion, of how helpless we are without Him. And I believe once we begin to grasp that, once we begin to realize that whatever level of success, in however you want to define that we have, is a result of God's gifting, God's granting us abilities, God's favor. And especially when it comes to success in living a godly life. Something we really have no ability to do on our own. Jesus says we all have sinned. We all were lost, wandering without a shepherd. And Jesus came and filled that role both as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, but as the Good Shepherd who guides and directs and corrects His sheep, His flock. And it is important to note and to realize that having compassion on the helpless isn't simply about feeling sorry for them. It's not really about feeling sorry or having pity in a primary way at all. It's concern. It's this idea of suffering with them, joining them in their suffering. Because when we begin to do that, we begin to realize how important it is to help if we can. It's often within the joining of that suffering that we realize what the needs really are. Needs that they may or may not be able to express fully. Needs that we may or may not need to express fully when we're helpless. You see, many times when you and I reach that point of not knowing what to do, we don't even know what to ask for, we need that Good Shepherd. And we need the compassion of others that, rather than being condemning, can be encouraging. And part of the role of a shepherd, of the Good Shepherd of Jesus, is correction. When we came to Jesus, when we realized that we were lost and helpless, sheep without a shepherd, we also realized that we needed to change. Jesus says, unless a person would change and become like a little child, he can no way enter the kingdom of heaven. And so there are attitudes and actions and ways of life and thoughts that we need to allow the shepherd of our soul to teach us how to change. And when we have compassion on others, it's that modeling, it's that mentoring, it's that teaching, it's the loving that helps them to know what needs changed. You see, we live in a time, and really any time that anyone has ever lived, there are people around us who are harassed and helpless. And our society is such that many have the opportunity to cry out. And often when they're not heard, they cry out in ways that, well, we don't like. And instead of being filled with compassion, and we tend to turn the other way. What would happen today if you and I would listen to the cries of the helpless, of those who are harassed, and pray, as Jesus taught, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers, perhaps even us, who would be the shepherds, the mentors, the friends, those who would guide, those who would help, those who would live with compassion for the helpless. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us, that has had compassion upon us, so that while we have found ourselves harassed and helpless, kind of floundering in this world, you had compassion on us and you provided a shepherd in Jesus. Shepherd that comforts and heals and corrects, that leads us, guides us in paths of righteousness for your name, for the sake of your name, but really for our benefit. Father, today as we consider the times in our life, maybe we're living in a time right now where we ourselves feel harassed and helpless. May we not only know the compassion of Jesus, of your compassion, but may you surround us with the compassion of others. Father, whether we feel that harassed and helpless feeling today or not, there are people around us that are harassed and helpless, who feel harassed and helpless, who need a guide, a person to guide them, who need that mentor, that friend, someone to listen, someone to suffer with them, someone to care, someone to help them. And Father, whether that help which is needed is some form of immediate help or whether the real help is directing them toward you, toward but wiser decisions, toward instruction that can turn them onto a path that is not helpless. Oh God, today, may we pay more attention to those who are suffering. And may our hearts be moved not so much to pity as to compassion. May the pain that we feel because of their suffering motivate us not to turn our head as we so often do, but to turn our hand toward them. To find ways to not simply acknowledge the helplessness, but to direct, to counsel, to guide, instruct, challenge, encourage, to lead them into a greater walk with you, to help them to not only know the compassion of a fellow human, but to know the compassion that you have. And Father, as we live life today, as we seek to live with that same compassion that Jesus showed to the crowds who were harassed and helpless, may our living with compassion be done in a way that lifts up Jesus. May those that we suffer with, may those that we walk alongside, may those that we mentor and shepherd and guide and correct, see Jesus. Father, today may we lift Him up in everything that we do, in every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.